We Bite, We Bite by S. Scherzo. Read by Marianas.
For Boots.
Heartsy, I'm hungry, Alex whines, nuzzling against his neck. It's so pale and delicious looking. Just a bite? Just a little one? Isn't that a thing that nice line mates do? His teammates on Ferlanda were always very accommodating. Somebody tell the waitress to bring our appetizers faster before he starts chewing on you, Doobie says with a grin. Rookie's getting feisty. I don't want mozzarella sticks, I want blood, Alex protests, and Heartsy freezes at his side. The whole table has turned to look at them, and even though it's a pretty loud restaurant, it suddenly seems very quiet. What? He asks after a moment. What do you mean, what? Blood? Alex fidgets. Yes, blood. You know, thing vampires normally like. And this is how Alex discovers that no one on staff had remembered to tell the team. So, you know how Alex always gets special water bottles? He got turned into a vampire while he was playing in Sweden last year. Whoops. It's not even that big of a deal, to his mind. There are vampires all over the Swedish League, and more than a handful in the NHL. He doesn't set on fire in the sun, as long as he remembers the special sunblock his mama sends him a case of every couple of months. The garlic allergy is annoying, but not life-threatening, and it's not as though he wants to rip anyone's throat out. Just nibble on them a bit. Consensually. Being a hockey-playing vampire is just as normal as being a werebear or a werewolf or a shapeshifter or a goalie who spends 2 days out of the month as a potted plant, anyways. It's a very modern league, and even if half the time Russian journalists at Worlds make a big fuss about all the supernatural beings on Team Finland, Sweden, Canada, really whoever they lose to, as though they're gaming the system, there are at least two KHL teams entirely composed of werebears, so they can hush. So Alex got turned into a vampire last year. Big deal.
The girl was very cute, and she asked so nicely. And he was 19. He was not equipped to turn down a girl under any circumstances, fangs or no.
The next day, before practice, Baller takes him aside. Can we talk? He asks, motioning towards the empty trainer's room. Alex thinks he seems like a sweetheart, generally, but he's also looked up enough hockey fights that he's wary of how this might go down. It's not often a big thing in the locker rooms to be non-human, not anymore, but vampires are less common than the average werebear, and so maybe everyone's not sure how to react. But Baller is smiling at him, and he is one of the A's, so he figures it can't hurt. Yarmo's favorite European scout is a vampire, and there would have been words if Baller was going to be too nasty about them in general. So I heard you came out to some of the guys last night, Baller says, leaning against the wall. He's still smiling. His teeth are pretty sharp-looking, now that Alex thinks about it. Are you feeling okay about that? Alex shrugs. Just vampire. It's not weird. Everyone seemed... He hunts for the right word in English for a moment. Startled? They're not mad, Baller says. Just a little disappointed. Alex's heart sinks, and it must show in his face, because Baller rushes to add, not in the way you think. So, how? Well, Richards likes you. Yarmo and JD like you, you know. You're staying up for a while. Good to hear, but it doesn't answer his question. And guys who stick around past their rookie year usually join in the pack, is all.
Oh, well, this changes things considerably.
What kind of pack? He asks. Wolf, Baller says. And yeah, he certainly does have the teeth for it. Most of us are. We have been for a long time. I got turned my rookie year. Alex has gone back and watched some of the older games just to know where everybody's coming from, and he knows that Baller has been on the team longer than everyone else in the room. So he's the one who turned the others, he'd guess.
So who?
Fedorov gave us the gift from the Detroit pack, Baller says, eyes far away and a little dreamy. It was an honor to take it.
I can't get turned, Alex says, staring at his feet. Not anymore. I know. That's why they were disappointed. Baller gets up and pats him on the shoulder on his way out of the room. It's all right. We've got some people, too, and we won't eat you. Did you know about the werewolves? Alex asks Marco as soon as he gets back to the locker room. Marco smiles at him, but in the blank sort of way that indicates he's run into a problem with English he can't solve. Oh, hell. Alex racks his brain for a moment. He doesn't know Slovak, but Marco played in the KHL. He should know the Russian word. Which Alex himself has heard a few times, and the Russian word is, Oborotin? He offers after a long moment. Oh, Marco says. Where? He looks around. Everyone, Alex says, trying to keep his voice low. Well, almost. Really? Marco looks fascinated. He pauses, looks Alex over. You? Alex shakes his head. Vampire. Marco grins and tilts his head to the side, exposing his neck. Hungry? He asks. Alex takes a quick look around the locker room. Most of the guys are getting their gear on already, not paying much attention to the rookies, and he steals his courage long enough to ask, "Does anyone mind if I have a snack?" When he's a vampire, Nikki explains to the room at large, "Don't make that face, Maddie, it happens." He gives a go-ahead sort of gesture, and nobody else is getting up to drag Marco away from Alex, so he's not going to turn down the invitation he's been given. Marco is beaming at him, neck still stretched out invitingly. He lets his fangs lengthen and kisses the curve of Marco's neck. "Thanks," he says, before sinking his teeth into the tender skin, and Marco lets out a soft, pleased noise as Alex starts to suck. His blood tastes amazing, hot and rich on his tongue, and a little like virgin blood, but Alex isn't about to chirp him for that. He takes three long swallows and pulls back, licking over the puncture marks to close them, and Marco shudders. Who is Werewolf? He asks the room, looking around. Hey, I thought the rookies didn't get to know about that, Joey protests. Special circumstances, Nikki tells him. Usually our rookies aren't vamps either. Show of hands, everybody. Almost everyone in the room raises a hand. Alex catalogues for a moment. Connaughton and Leopold both look at each other and keep their hands in their laps, but they're new. Hartsey and McElhenney don't raise their hands, but they don't look surprised at the news either. It's not a perfect picture of the room. It's been injury hell for a while. And Alex is going to have to ask about the half-dozen guys out right now. But he gets the idea. It's a packed team. Wait, Alex says, looking around. Cam, when you show me that picture of your dog cuddling with another dog... Cam grins. We're both small and fluffy, he says brightly. We understand each other. He's a really cute wolf, Joey offers. Doobie makes a retching noise. Everyone ignores him. I can stay, though, right? If I'm not a wolf? Still family, Bob says, gently, nodding. Still pack. Thanks, Alex says, feeling warmer than his non-beating heart would usually allow. Alex gets a text the morning before the full moon, with Nikki's address and, come at 7, Hartsey can let you in. He's not quite sure what he's expecting, so he stops at Kroger and buys 5 steaks, raw and fresh, just in case. Seems like the thing to do. When Hartsey opens the door, his cheeks are a little flushed and he's holding a beer. Everyone else is in the living room, he says. What's in the bag? Steaks, Alex tells him. Do you think they'll like them? Hartsey nods and motions him inside. The living room couches have both been pushed to one side, and there's a veritable horde of wolves curled up against one another on the carpet. One is grooming another with his tongue and teeth, but most are just settled contentedly into a big, fluffy pile. I brought food, Alex announces, and starts taking the packaging off the steaks. Everyone perks up and circles around him, and he ends up sitting cross-legged on the floor, surrounded by wolves of various sizes. If he takes a moment, he can sort of identify them, at least based on hair color, all eagerly crowding around to get a bite. Camwolf let me put a sweater on him. So cute, Marco says from behind him, and Alex looks at where he's pointing. Kemwolf is about half the size of all the others, with light-colored fur and a little blue knit sweater. It is really cute on him. The steaks go over very, very well. Alex is licked and nuzzled and basically strong-armed by a pack of wolves into laying down so everyone can cuddle up next to him. One of the wolves, he thinks it might be Doobie, the face looks right, rolls over to expose his belly, and Alex strokes his hand through the soft fur. Doobie Wolf yips, content, and Alex breathes out a long sigh. Everyone feels so nice. I'm gonna shift too, give me a minute, Hartsy says, coming into the room. I thought you weren't a wolf, Alex asks. I'm not. Hartsy pulls off his shirt and then starts unbuttoning his jeans, and Alex has had a bit of a rookie crush on him for a while now, so he's pretty blatantly staring. A moment later, there's an enormous tawny cat where Hartsy had been, well over the size of a bobcat and verging into lion territory, and, oh, right, started out in Nashville. Predators. So that's a thing. Everyone's so cute, Marco says dreamily, lying down on the floor next to Alex. And when Hartsy starts grooming his hair, long swipes of tongue and little huffing noises, he closes his eyes and grins. This is the best team, Alex thinks, and kisses Doobie right on his wolfy nose. The end.